Whether you're dreaming of a house the size of a football stadium or a football stadium in the back garden of your house, what you need is Dream Come True money. Luckily, tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £44 million. Now that's Dream Come True money. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play online or on the app. Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, it is 6:04, November 10th, 2020. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello, hello.
Oh, what an intro. Two hellos today. Feel special.
I'll do one more. Hello.
Okay. It's a three hello morning.
Does that make you feel special? It is a three hello morning.
You know, it's good. It's good. Good stuff.
All right.
We're about ready to flex and get this show underway here with a new phone tap. We've also got your setting the bar stories. Hey, and I want to revisit a discussion that we were having yesterday because so many more came in on social media from unique ways you caught him cheating. Some of them are, wow. Like, didn't know a person could be that dumb. But,
you know what? I think that if 2020 has shown us anything, there are new levels of dumb.
There are new, bars to set. And,
yes.
And never underestimate how low the bar can go.
There you go.
So, anyways, I want to get back into that because there are some great ones to pass along. And by the way, if you want to if you're impatient and you don't want to wait, you can head over to our Facebook page right now at Ben and Kelly Show and just kind of scroll through and read some of the comments because they're amazing. And then we are going to get you in again, day two of the Chopper Shopper in a Limo. So that's cool. Be listening at 7 and 9 and then 11, 1, 3, and 5 for your winning word to get in on the Chopper Shopper. Of course, that is money to shop a limo, not a chopper this time, to take you there. We're going to throw in a big screen TV just so you don't have to worry about trying to buy that with the money. And it'll be fun. So get in to win on the way in about 1 hour from right now. Here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K, what do you got on the radio for
got
us?
On hand?
Yeah. Gosh, hard for me already this morning.
Okay, so this is like a really good one. And it could also fall into the sports category.
All right.
So it's 2-for-1 today. I don't know if you want to flip up the music or just go with this. It's whenever.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Let me. There we go. Sports. Yes, you're right. Much better.
Yeah. Get you pumped up. So this is about 21-year-old Chris. He made history Saturday as the first person with Down syndrome to not only sign up for but also complete an Ironman when he clocked in Panama City Beach, Florida, with a time of 16:46:09.
Grab him to the finish line and give it to him. Chris Mickey, for you!
Wow! An Ironman is a full-on marathon, like a 100-mile bike ride and a 2.5-mile swim. It's insane.
Yes, so here it is. He had a few setbacks. He had bites from fire ants.
Ah!
Cuts on his leg after he fell from his bike.
Oh!
But he powered through, completed the 2.4-mile swim, 26.2-mile run, and 112-mile course.
Holy cow!
Yes, I'm exhausted just reading it.
That is impressive.
So impressive.
Impressive, sir.
See, I told you, bona fide, really good one.
Yeah, that was good.
And sportsy.
Yeah, I was going to say that was a 2-for-1. Man, good job.
Yes. No matter what you face today, what hurdles you are facing, this guy did an Ironman. Just know that.
I mean, is that supposed to make you feel better?
It's supposed to pump you up.
Oh, okay.
It's like, listen, if Chris can do the Ironman, then I can get through my meeting on Zoom. You know?
I can make it work. That's your feel good sports! Brian and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, home of the DJX Chopper Shopper. Another shot for you to get in on that ultimate shopping experience coming up just after 7 o'clock here on 99.7 DJX. You see that Lil Nas X is Santa Claus?
I did see that. Posted it on the socials right now.
Yeah, it's up at 99.7 DJX if you want to take a look at that. So here's the thing. Lil Nas X releases this little teaser. No, okay, so sorry. Let me take a step back. You remember Lil Nas X from Old Town Road, right?
Sure, of course. How could we forget?
Right, so he kind of announced with this little teaser during the Saints-Bucks game on Sunday night, this commercial that also features Michael J. Fox, which, if you don't know his name, he was in those iconic Back to the Future movies.
He's amazing. He shows up at the end, and it's the best way.
Yeah, so it kind of shows Lil Nas X kind of teleporting on a horse into this, like, country scene. Yeah, and then he kind of picks up Santa's hat, and the name on the hat changes from Santa Claus to Santa Nas X.
Hey, it's a holiday. I got holes on holes and they're out of control, yeah.
Whatever you do, Nas, don't go to 2020.
There he is. There's Michael J. Fox.
There it is.
That's
don't
his cameo.
Go to 2020. Yeah. Don't even go there. Just stay away from that year altogether.
Yeah, so I guess this is all to just show that, yeah, okay, Lil Nas X, he's going to be releasing a song on Friday called Holiday.
It's
yeah.
kind of a little hodgepodge of fun.
Whatever you do, Nas, don't go to 2020.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's another way.
Yeah, there you go. So Lil Nas X jumping back on the scene as Santa Nas X. And you can see the trailer if you want. WDJX.com. We got it for you there. Coming up here next, it is Setting the Bar Story. And, you know, Chick-fil-A sounds kind of good right about now. Yeah?
Chick-fil-A sounds good anytime.
So this is a way not to get Chick-fil-A, okay? I mean, it doesn't take very long. They're known for their speedy drive-thru where you'll be in and out in just a sec, but this is not the way to do it. Okay, so anyways,
okay. Setting
the bar.
Like it did only.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. Or you can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX and get us there, too. Setting the bar, small example of what not to do. So if you can manage to make it through the day without impersonating an FBI agent to score some free Chick-fil-A, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, that is, we don't ever impersonate officers, FBI agents, anything like that to get freebies. That's not good.
Yeah, well, there's the moral of the story, kids. Kimberly, she didn't know that. She attempted to get free food, but according to reports, this isn't Kimberly's first rodeo, but she attempted to get free food from a Chick-fil-A by pretending to be an FBI agent. Apparently, workers were not convinced, called the authorities to report the woman. And so here's the thing. This is when it kind of gets kind of crazy. So when officers arrived, Kimberly continued to claim that she was an FBI agent, allegedly telling officers that she had no identification because her credentials were electronic only. Oh, and when officers placed her in handcuffs, she pretended to talk into an imaginary radio in her shirt, like,
I'm being arrested.
They're taking me in. I'm going to need backup.
And like starts talking into her shirt, reporting that she'd been arrested and that the FBI needed to send someone to the police department. So, yeah.
Okay. So no credentials. Digital only credentials?
Yeah, digital only credentials. And she obviously needed to tell the agents that the police weren't believing her. And so she needed to speak into her imaginary microphone in her shirt and tell them that they were going to need to dispatch some officers to the police station to sort things out. Again, didn't work. She didn't get the Chick-fil-A, shocking, and she's been charged with impersonating a public officer.
Ew. I'm a little upset she didn't try to Photoshop some credentials, like a badge.
Like put her picture.
Laminate it. Yeah. Maybe put it on a string around her neck, because a lot of times they They wear their badges like a necklace.
Yeah, like right? Screenshot CSI New York and then just stick her face on one of the actors.
There you go. You can Photoshop it. Something. I'm a little upset she didn't go to that length. She just went with the whole, oh, they're digital.
See, I'm legit. Look at this. Out. Yeah. All right. Again.
If you're going to go big. Like, get all the props.
Yeah, you're right, Kelly. And, you know, to say that this isn't her first rodeo, you'd think that maybe she would know that by now.
She would have perfected her game a little bit, I feel like.
Right. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without impersonating an FBI agent to score some free Chick-fil-A, you're doing okay. It's not going to work. Do this every hour. Kelly K.
Okay, this is kind of a bumbling little trip, a journey, if you will, to get to the feel-good.
Oh.
With the question.
So we got to work to this feel good that you're not even sure is an actual feel good?
A little bit go with me on this one.
Oh, okay.
So it starts with a helicopter carrying a donor heart. Okay.
All right. Good.
Crashed onto the helipad at the hospital.
Not good.
In East LA.
Okay.
Ended up on its side.
The helicopter did.
Yes.
Okay.
The pilot had minor injuries. Okay. Two other passengers unscathed.
Okay, good.
Patients and staff inside the hospital felt a jolt. Pedestrians on the sidewalk had to dodge debris. Yeah. Firefighters on the scene were able to get the heart out of the mangled chopper. But a medical worker carrying it tripped.
Wow.
Fumbled the heart.
What?
Video shows the man who dropped the heart was checked on by a colleague while another worker in scrubs moved quickly to get the organ. Luckily, the heart was undamaged.
Wow.
We are on the other side. We're at the feel good.
Okay.
The heart is currently being safely transplanted.
Wow.
Patient care has not been disrupted.
Dang. So,
I mean, can you imagine, like, how important of a job is that?
Yeah.
I mean, first off, I mean, the helicopter crash, the stuff like that happens. You can't, you know.
Right.
Well, that's under investigation, try to figure out what went wrong with that. But then to, like, trip and drop the heart.
Yeah, you know, organ transplants, you know, you've got
a very delicate procedure.
Yeah, you've got a shelf life of, like, a window of when you can actually perform that and it be successful. And so,
is that not like a Grey's Anatomy episode playing out right there? That is like ripped straight from a TV show.
If not, write it into an episode, because that's perfect.
Exactly. So good news is the heart was usable, patient care not disrupted, nobody was seriously hurt. Yay.
Wow.
It was a lot of things that people escaped, you know, bad injury.
So again, really the feel good, if we boil it all down, it's the boring title of patient gets a heart transplant.
Well, that's not boring in and of itself. I mean, that is a very big deal in and of itself. Let's not downplay that. But the enormous obstacles that came along with getting that particular heart,
right.
Whoever gets that heart,
wow.
I feel like is going to survive anything.
That's pretty cool.
Because that heart did. That heart survived a helicopter crash and being dropped.
I like it.
I mean, that's like the best heart ever, is it not? I feel like it is.
Yeah, that's been worn and tested and it's proven.
Yes, it's been kicked around and it's still ticking. So awesome. That's feel good, right? It's a triumphant.
I like it.
It was a bumpy road, but it's a triumphant ending for the feel good.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Amy sent us a message, said my husband Dean has a home business doing web design.
Okay.
Things have been a bit slow for him lately, so I'm wondering if you could call him with one of your phone taps. I think he'd get a kick out of being pranked. Or at least I'll get a kick out of it. LOL.
Yeah, Robert Hassenpepper has a great idea for a business.
Is it great? Is it?
Yeah. Okay, welcome to your phone tap.
Hello, this is Web Services. This is Dean.
Dean, you said? Hi. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Wonderful. My name's Robert Hassenpepper. I recently quit my job, and I'm starting a new business, and I'm going to need a website.
Well, you've come to the right place, because that's what I do.
Oh, wonderful, and I understand that you can give me a free estimate. Is that correct?
Yeah, if you want to give me an idea of what you're thinking of, I can start by making a mock-up of a website for you, if that's interesting to you.
All right, well, what do you have there that I can used to reach the kids, the quote-unquote youth of today?
What do you mean by that?
Well, my business is going to be aimed at teenagers. So, Dean, how can I reach them?
Well, why don't you tell me a little bit about this business?
All right. Well, listen to this. I've got an idea for a business that helps kids toilet paper houses.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, kids have been TPing houses for as long as there's been toilet paper. Am I right? But it's harder than you might think.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've got this idea for a business that can either supply you with everything you need to TP your victim, or I will do it for you. For an extra charge, of course.
When you say you'll supply them with what they need, it's just toilet paper, right?
Well, toilet paper is the main component, yes, but it can be hard to find these days, am I right? And I'll also teach you how to use it.
Don't you just throw the roll at the house?
No, there's a definite technique to throwing a toilet paper roll, son, so that the maximum amount of paper unspools. You got to control your roll.
So with this business, you're selling what exactly?
Well, I guess I'm teaching a class in toilet paper and houses.
Isn't that illegal?
What, to teach a class?
No, I mean the toilet papering part. I know it's supposed to be a fun prank, but like, can you get in trouble for like trespassing or vandalism or something like that?
Well, that's not my problem. I'll just give you the tools and the equipment and show you how to use it.
Okay. So you want a website to advertise your business, which is teaching teenagers to TP a house. Is that, I just want to make sure I'm getting it. That's right.
You got it. Yeah, I'll also offer my services to do it for you if you want a pro to do your dirty work. I'd be the pro.
Okay. I guess I could come up with something.
All right. Remember, it's for the kids. So I want a TikTok and a Twitter and stuff like that.
Yeah. Let's. Mm-hmm.
Dean, it doesn't sound like you want to help me.
It's not that. I'm just not sure about your business plan at all. You know, you quit your job to start a toilet roll throwing business. Is that...
It's great.
Like what?
I mean, it's not my only job. I also call people on the radio and prank them for 99.7 DJX. Like this, Dean. Hey, it's Ben Davis.
What?
Dean.
Who are you?
Dean, hi. Yes, sorry. It's Ben Davis. I work at 99.7 DJX, and your wife set you up for a little phone tap.
What? Are you serious? You're screwing with me.
No, it's all good, Dean. It's all good. Great sport.
Hey, listen, I've seen the drawings, the rough drawings for your business plan that you're going to send Dean to base the website off. I think you should stick with the phone tapping.
Oh,
it's a better business plan for you.
Ooh, man, rolling
the
in there with
guy throwing the toilet paper over the tree is really great. By the way, you can see it.
Thank you.
Put it on the website.
Thank you. I mean, I feel like you're roasting me a little bit, but okay. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. I want to revisit a conversation we were having yesterday. Remember, we were talking about Sydney, who had a TikTok that went viral because she got a selfie from her boyfriend, and in the reflection of his sunglasses, she saw another woman's legs. And literally, that was how she found out he was cheating on her for 4 years. And not just with her, but he apparently had five other girls kind of that he was, you know, talking to, seeing, all that stuff.
So wowza, that guy was busy.
Yeah, that guy was busy, which, you know, quick side note, I have no idea how men or women carry on a relationship with more than one person, but like five or six. How is that even possible? Like...
Again, you need some sort of like a planner, maybe, mm-hmm. reminder, something that pops up and say, today you're going to be hanging out with girl number one.
Girl number one.
Maybe we also give them like specific names like, you know, redhead or something.
Oh my gosh.
Just to try to keep them straight. When you have that many you're trying to juggle.
So yeah.
I mean, you have to try to remember which one is which, right?
So I wanted to revisit it because...
We got so many more comments after the show on Facebook that I want to run down. Coming up here next, of how you caught him cheating on 99.7 DJX. Most unique way you've ever caught him cheating on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Amanda writes in and says he butt dialed me from, quote, work, and my voicemail picked up. And it picked up a woman saying, "Who is that?" Oh, in response to my automated voicemail.
OMG.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. This comment from Dawn has me needing more. She writes, "When he was on the news because of it."
Oh, wow. This is going to be a good story.
I know. I don't have any more than that. It's just a one line. "When he was on the news because of it." The ways you caught him cheating. Jennifer rolls in and says, he told me he was helping a guy paint his house so he could sell it. He was gone, you know, 12 hours a day. He'd come back with no paint on his clothes.
Huh.
Obviously, he's a very tidy person.
He's very good at painting.
So Jennifer goes on and says, "I tracked his phone. He was on the opposite side of town from where it said he was. And so I went there and he came out of her house putting his shirt back on."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really no, there's no explaining that away.
Shelby said, and this is one of those where it's like, dude, you needed to be caught. Shelby rolls in and says, "Yeah, when I found a pair of her underwear in my laundry that didn't belong to me."
OMG, did he not think she would know the difference?
See, and
we know our own underwear.
Right, and so this is what I'm thinking, because remember we were kind of touching on this yesterday, where do you leave Easter eggs if you think that you may be the other woman? Are you leaving Easter eggs to try to like get him caught? Because that's how I feel like that's how he got caught, because there's no guy in his right mind who is going to try to put a pair of his side hustles underwear.
He's not going to do that to himself.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, the other girl's trying to like do that to get her, the girlfriend, to break up.
Oh, 100% that's got to be.
Especially evil. Especially if you know he's taken.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we can't always assume, because there could be the fact that maybe he's lying to the side piece too and saying, "No, I'm single."
Well, yeah.
You're the only one, baby.
It's just you. It's just you.
It's just you. You're my one and only.
Oh, man. So, yeah, the lengths to which people will go, and then, you know, the ease with which they are caught is sometimes astounding. So, yeah, you can read some of the comments there on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. But again, Dawn, we need more information on the "when he was on the news because of it."
I need to know what happened there.
I know.
Maybe,
oh my gosh.
Too. That would be great. The footage.
Yeah. Well, and remember, and it was funny because Steph just sent us a link of a famous one where, remember, like we covered this a while ago, the restaurant reviewer that got busted for cheating because he and his girlfriend were photoed at a restaurant.
But wasn't that fake? Was that fake?
It was.
I feel it, like that
it,
was fake.
It turned out to be like not legit, but the setup was he and his girlfriend were, their photo was taken in this restaurant for a review and the wife caught it. And so, but that turned out to not be true. But anyways, if you've got a good story, we'd love to see it. You can add to the thread. Remember a couple weeks ago, we were talking to you about this kids mullet championship that was taking place?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it had to happen, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't it happen here?
Well,
I feel like this is the mullet capital, is it not?
Tennessee might have to, you know, at least have a conversation with you. So anyways,
okay.
It was up for your votes. And I am happy to say that the votes are in and we have a new kid mullet champion in the name of 8-year-old Jackson Hot Rod Crossland.
Oh my gosh, he's got a nickname, Hot Rod?
Yeah.
I guess with a hairstyle like that, you have to.
Sporting the curly mullet, he is the number one gold winner of the USA Mullet Championship, which,
very
again,
impressive.
This is impressive. Over 20,000 votes and over 50,000 reactions on social media put him in first place, declared the winner. He said, "I can't give autographs right now because I don't know cursive."
Oh, bless his heart. I mean, he'll get there. But you know what? He's got some business in the front and partay in the back with that. It's impressive.
Not to be looked past, second place from Illinois, 12-year-old Noah sporting the Freedom Flapper.
The Freedom Flapper.
Yes. Third place.
For America.
Yeah, a fiery orange 7-year-old Jude with the modern mullet.
Some love it.
Honorable mention mullets in this kid championship mullet competition. 1-year-old Archie's Tennessee top hat.
Oh, wow. They beat a 1-year-old? I feel like that's pretty impressive to be one and already be able to grow a mullet. That's awesome.
I mean, that's hair goals, really, quite honestly.
Well, yeah, it took my daughter several years to grow any hair. So that is really impressive. That's hair envy right there.
Barrett rolling in with the COVID camper shell mullet.
What does that look like? Can you describe?
I mean, they
like,
all look
these?
Like.
Because there's a basic concept.
Yeah, his is. You know, it's got the longer hair in the back, but it's shaven more on the sides.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
So it's the key is the length in the back and then how short you have it with the business in the front.
I guess. Back to Archie's, 1-year-old Archie's Tennessee top hat, that's like a spiky top of his head with the longer, longer hair on the back.
So there's some product involved, like get the spiky going.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Jackson Ray, who's only a year and a half, with his Lil Jack Dirt mullet style. Which,
like Joe Dirt.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you can see all of these, the kids who won and then everything. We tweeted it out.
Spectacular gallery.
Yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show, a little mullet gallery. And I don't know why we haven't done a mullet gallery for a prize yet here on DJX. We've done everything
that
else.
That needs to be a new contest. Maybe we need to launch our own little...
Yeah,
Kentucky's best mullet.
Yeah, we've done
or mullet idol, something like that.
We've done babies. We've done the moms, dads. We've done dogs, cats. I mean, it's high time we do a mullet competition.
Mulletastic.
Anyway,
right? Call it that.
Right.
I'm just kicking around some ideas.
At Ben and Kelly Show, you can see it right there. Sometimes I think these websites just say stuff just to get us all riled up. Like, they don't have any sort of actual fact or basis to what they post. Referring to pitting states against one another. You may be thinking, is he talking about the election? No, I'm not. I'm actually talking about the most popular Thanksgiving side dish.
Yeah, I mean, what better time to debate that?
Right. It's 99.7 DJX. So this website went out and they looked at Google Trends and they made their map of the United States based on this, the most popular Thanksgiving side dishes. So, you know, when you think traditional side dishes, you know, like we're not talking turkey because turkey is like the main thing. We're not even talking ham.
That's
we're not talking
main course.
Yeah, we're not talking any sort of meat because the meat. It, for Thanksgiving dinner is always the forefront, always the top thing there for the meal. So you're thinking side dishes. Kelly, what comes to mind for you?
Stuffing, green bean casserole, sweet potato casserole, lots of casseroles, cranberry relish.
Mm-hmm. If you were going to put one as your favorite, what would it be?
I enjoy the green bean casserole. It's kind of between that and the sweet potato casserole. But I love stuffing, too. Gosh, don't make me choose.
Yeah, so
I hate this.
So I'm going to say sweet potato casserole for me. And I'm going to say that probably is the best side dish for Thanksgiving because it's so versatile. It's not a dessert because it's a vegetable, but it is a dessert.
Sure,
that is
but
the,
it's so sweet.
Yes, that is the fantastic part about it. It is...
The marshmallows kind of take away some of the vegetable part.
Oh, it is 100% a vegetable side dish for Thanksgiving, but you are eating it alongside everything else, and you're still saving room for pie and dessert afterwards. So that's the best part about it.
I think cranberry is kind of in the same kind of lane. Like, it's... Not necessarily dessert, because you eat it with the main courses, but still, it's can be considered more on the dessert side, right?
So, according to this website, and I'm going to have to agree somewhat with the results that they gave for Indiana, because coming in at almost like a dark horse, deviled eggs. Like, I forgot.
Oh, yes.
I forgot about
those are good.
Some deviled eggs as a side dish.
I had to be about two or three.
See, here's the thing, though. Like, I don't even consider those a side dish. I consider those almost like an appetizer. Like,
yes.
You
eat alongside everything else.
Yeah. You can pop about six or seven deviled eggs before you even make it to the dinner table. And so,
Oh gosh,
I mean, I'm so ready for Thanksgiving dinner right now.
Yeah.
So this website said deviled eggs is the most popular Thanksgiving side in the state of Indiana.
I can't be mad at that.
No, I can't.
Anybody say stuffing? Who says stuffing? Because it's pretty traditional. The number one, isn't it?
We'll get to that. Kentucky.
Okay.
We have broccoli casserole.
I like that. I don't know if we've ever traditionally made that for Thanksgiving. Green bean casserole is usually before the broccoli, isn't it?
I don't think I've ever had broccoli casserole as a Thanksgiving side, and how it's the most popular side in the state of Kentucky, I will never know. Tennessee has it right. They have sweet potato casserole. To our east in Virginia, macaroni and cheese as a side, which I've got. Macaroni and cheese is another solid side.
Too. If you do it casserole style and you kind of have like the crunchy on top, you put a little breadcrumb and a little hard cheese up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes makes the list on several states.
Oh, of course.
Rolls, biscuits on other states. You've got white gravy in Arkansas. I don't even know what that.
They're going with gravy as their favorite?
White.
Of all the choices on the table?
Yeah, white gravy as a side. I don't know if I'm not originally from the South, so I don't get it, but I don't get
That's a condiment.
Yeah.
Isn't gravy a condiment technically? Are we putting that in the condiment category?
Yeah.
It's not a full-on side by itself. You have to put it on something.
It's gravy. Right.
You don't drink it out of the gravy boat.
Yeah, Summer texts in and said, I've lived in Kentucky my entire life and have never had broccoli casserole. Yeah, see, that's why I say sometimes I feel like these websites just pit states against one another just to cause rifts and divisions in our country.
Now, see, Amy's rolling in. We always have broccoli and cheese casserole at Thanksgiving. So there you go. Maybe we are doing it wrong. I don't know. Might have to add that this year.
I'll say, I think Alaska may have something going, and I've never heard of this, but I'm willing to open up my body and try this hash brown casserole.
Oh yes, I could be on board with that. Typically, I categorize that in the breakfast category, but I will have it any time of day.
But I will say, like, hash brown casserole, I don't think I've ever had hash brown casserole. I've had regular hash browns.
Oh, it's delicious. I want to say, was it Cracker Barrel? I want to say Cracker Barrel has a good one. I could be wrong about that, but I feel like that is a thing.
But in the battle of the states, you know, and I will rarely ever side with Indiana on anything, but I...
That is so... Wow, that sounds so elitist.
But I'm going to say
out of your pie hole
that Indiana has it right with the deviled eggs as the most popular Thanksgiving side. So I've got to hand it to you, Hoosier State. So you've got it because broccoli casserole for Kentucky can't even. Nope, sorry.
Well, listen, you haven't had it before. I feel like we can't sleep on that until we try it. Why don't you make it this year? And then we can be a judge.
We've tweeted it out. You can see for yourself the travesty that is taking place here on this map of the United States with the most popular Thanksgiving side. At Ben and Kelly Show. All right, feel good stories. Do this every hour. Kelly K.
I'm going to call this a feel good because it's fun and the picture's kind of neat.
Okay.
But there is this Massachusetts community. Somebody there has discovered a way to deal with the potholes instead of, you know, waiting for city workers to fill them in. They've decided to fill them in with Christmas trees.
Whoa.
Little tiny Christmas trees. Right. Very small, but they have still like little red bow on top. And the police department there posted images to Facebook showing them. They said, it looks like someone's getting into the holiday spirit a little early. This is one way to fill the potholes. Now, They said no really word on whether it's interfering with driving, but looking at one of the pictures, it looks like you might have to swerve a little bit to avoid that.
Oh,
so
wow.
They might be posing a bit of a hazard because you don't want to run over them. They're Christmas trees.
Right.
Albeit very small.
It's better than an orange cone, I guess.
I guess, yes. It is more festive. We'll say that.
Yes.
More festive. We'll tweet it out so you can see it.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show. There you go. Feel good. Every hour here throughout the morning, everybody's trying to figure out and I, you know, the whole social distancing thing. And I think for the most part, now that we're into November, everybody has. They've kind of come to terms with the fact that, you know, all right, there's got to be some space between you and the other person. There's got to be masks and all that stuff. But there's this one.
But listen, when this is all over, social distancing is one word I never want to hear again. I'll say that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Are you not like triggered by some of these words that we have been like now become part of our life in 2020? I'm ready to leave those behind.
Yeah, 100%. So this office that I just tweeted at Ben and Kelly Show, these workers were a bit, I guess, scratching their head when they saw the sign for social distancing in the bathroom for the men's room. Now,
okay,
so if I may paint this picture, it is a wall of three urinals right next to each other. Yep. Now, there's no divider between each urinal, which, you know, me personally, I like the divider. I just like there being something that separates you from the other person that's right next to you.
A little wall. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And so, obviously, in these pandemic times, I'm thinking, you know, these three urinals, there's maybe only about 6 feet total. So, each of these urinals are about 1 foot to 18 inches, you know, apart. So, I'm thinking,
it feels too cozy.
Yeah, too cozy in these COVID times. So there's a sign that says, keep your distance. And they put a line 6 feet away from the urinal. Meaning,
wait a second. Are you saying that they have to like shoot 6 feet
yes.
to try to land into the urinal?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like that's the best plan. That doesn't seem the most sanitary.
Now, me being the sporting type,
did you go into the bathroom to try to do it?
Did you
mark off 6 feet in our bathroom?
Listen, Kelly, I'm going to say that it is not possible. You have to have and I don't even know how, like a core strength to be able to push it that far. I don't think.
How far did you get? Like halfway? What's an acceptable standard? Like, what do you expect?
I would say
how far can you go?
Listen, a good 4 feet, but still to get it up onto the wall, you've got to be able to shoot it at least a good 8 to 10 feet in order to get it up onto the actual urinal, which is impossible.
Dumb.
It's impossible.
Okay. So dumb. It's disgusting. It's dumb. Not to mention the fact that you're exposed. If you're like that far away,
100%
can we just acknowledge that part of it too?
I mean, there's no one in this building right now. So, I mean, you know, you can take your pants all the way down if you want. And
please don't, though. And use the urinal. I don't need that mental picture. No, sir.
But yeah, this 6 feet to the urinal is a bit ridiculous, and that's why
I think
was,
they're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I think that's why it was this photo was taken and it was tweeted, but you can see it at
it's
Ben
side
and Kelly Show.
Side, not
I know
really.
It's side to side, not front to back. 6 feet into the urinal.
They're doing it wrong. So, it's like pee-pee archery.
Listen,
I don't understand.
Listen, so I'm almost embarrassed right now. Because Allie texts us and says, don't you think maybe the 6 foot line was for someone who was waiting for the urinal, not for you to actually project into the actual urinal? And Allie, I'm embarrassed to say that is the first time I actually even thought of that.
No, that's not exactly at all. I didn't think like that at all.
I didn't think of that at all either.
All right, I guess I'll take my best shot.
All right, well, here we go. I'm I'm just going to pull them down here. Nobody look. Yeah, because you don't have the cover of the urinal to, like, hide in. No. Nobody look. I'm going. And then, you know, kind of messy when you can only make it about 4 feet when the urinal is 6.5 feet away. So,
I mean, thank God we have people like Allie to, like, explain this stuff to us, because we clearly can't figure it out ourselves.
I am embarrassed to say that that didn't even cross my mind. I'm so close-minded to that.
Not one bit. Not one second did I ever think that.
Thank you, Allie. You ever watch those movies and maybe, like, there's a person, a character in the movie that has a profession that is your profession, and you're like, that is not what we do at all. That's, like, that doesn't happen.
For sure.
So Netflix has this movie called Midnight at the Magnolia. And it's about a Chicago radio morning show. And it's a guy and a girl. We'll call them Ben and Kelly.
And so, okay. And so, all right, fun.
And so they are, again, like you and I, they are not a couple. They are not together. But
okay.
They think that if they pretend they are, they will endear themselves to the audience and then become syndicated. Let me play for you the first part of this trailer for Midnight at the Magnolia. It's a show, I don't know. Is it kind of like a Sleepless in Seattle show? Who knows?
You know, for two people that make a living giving relationship advice, we're sure not very good at relationships. What could possibly be funny right now?
A fan just tweeted she thinks you and I should be together, and I got like... 2,000 likes.
No, a fan just tweeted us and thinks that we should be together. It got like 2,000 likes. Okay.
Yeah, I know. They've wanted us to be together ever since we started.
That's it.
What's it?
What if on New Year's Eve, you and I surprise the fans by telling them that we are together?
What? Jack, no.
Think about it. The fans will go wild. It'd be front page news.
Front page news. If this radio morning show in Chicago announced that they were going to become a couple on New Year's Eve.
We get crazy ratings and the execs would see how many people care about our show. It's a no-brainer.
This is insane.
Okay.
It's a no-brainer. He said it's a no-brainer.
It's a ratings ploy. People would love it. The execs, the radio execs would love it. They would think how crazy. These fans love this show so much.
You mean genius?
You're actually serious about this, aren't you?
Satellite radio, Maggie.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to get syndicated. It'll be great. This is insane. So, like, I saw this and I was like, man, I kind of like seeing shows about radio and like movies about radio, because they, a lot of times, they miss the mark. But this seems to miss the mark by a mile.
That is so spectacular. Like, let's set the record right here that we have never gotten so desperate to try to get listeners to where we're like, okay, what can we do that will get us on the news? Oh, I know. Let's have an affair.
Front page news, nonetheless. Could you imagine the Courier Journal? Front page news. Ben and Kelly. Like, never. It would be local morning show
on
local radio station. So, yeah, anyway.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, no, we never really get named.
No, we never get named.
Good
Absolutely
stuff that we end
not.
Up doing in the community.
Yeah,
let
yeah.
alone scandalous, like, oh, fake geez. Scandals.
So, anyways, I thought that, and I thought, you know, how many people are like, you know, an accountant or, you know, a vet or something, and they see these shows or these movies about that have the profession in it, and they're like, oh my gosh, that is so wrong.
But the shows like Grey's Anatomy and stuff, where you have all of the romance right. stuff that like never happens in real hospitals.
Hang on,
right?
Hang
Most
on,
of the time.
Hang on. I'm going to stop you right there.
What?
Because I know for a fact that some of that stuff actually happens.
Oh snap! You guys are sassy.
I know for a fact because I have a really good friend, my best friend, if I should be so bold, who is
Mike? Mike tells you things.
Who is a doctor who knows things?
Dr. Mike.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm just gonna leave that at its best. But I'll tweet this movie trailer out so you can kind of see it too. And just know that, as Kelly said, we have never stooped to that level to get ratings to pretend to be people we are not.
But listen, are we doing it wrong? Should we start?
I was going to say, maybe we should start.
Are they onto something?
All right, you missed anything from the show, you can catch up with the podcast, WDGX.com. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.